我们这个礼拜读经旧约是民数记十章到十六章。
This week's Bible reading for the Old Testament is Numbers chapter 10 to 16.
那我想今天晚上对这几章做一个概略的介绍。
So I thought today that we could briefly summarize and study the six chapters.
民数记十章到十六章是记载以色列百姓走旷野的一段历史。
Numbers chapter 10 to 16 is talking about the period that the Israelites were wandering the wilderness.
那里面很清楚的记载以色列百姓神要他们多走旷野四十年。
And it clearly states within these chapters that the Lord wants the Israelites to wander in the wilderness for an additional 40 years.
我们来看十四章。
Let's turn to chapter 14.
好，十四章的三十四节。
Chapter 14, verse 34.
按理窥探那地四十年，一日顶一年顶。顶一日，你要担当罪孽四十年，就知道我与你们疏远了。三十五节。
35。
十四章三十五节，我说过，我总要这样带一切聚集敌我的恶会众，他们必在旷野消灭，都是在这里死亡。
34。For 40 years, one year for each of the 40 days you explore the land, you will suffer for your sins and know what it is like to have me against you. 35. I, the Lord, have spoken, and I will surely do these things to this whole wicked community which has banded together against me. They will meet their end in this desert. Here they will die.
天国路就是旷野的旅程。
The road to heaven is just like the wilderness.
所以哥林多前书说受洗就是归入摩西。
So in 1 Corinthians, it says to suffer is to be entered into Moses.
受洗以后就是走天国路。
To be baptized is to walk the road to heaven.
那到我们离世那一天呢，就是进到流奶与蜜之地。
And when we die, that day is the day we enter into the land of milk and honey.
那每一个人在受洗的时候，都是欢欢喜喜的。
So when everyone's baptized, they are filled with joy.
因为这是一个值得感谢的日子。
Because this is a day worthy of thanksgiving.
但是能够把信仰走到底的人却不多。
But for those who can actually carry this walk of faith all the way to the day they die is very difficult.
那在民数记里面，我们可以看到为什么有的人可以走完，有的人走不完。
So in Numbers, we can see why some people can complete this walk of faith and why others are unable to.
在民数记十章到十六章，神讲两句话。
So from Numbers chapter 10 to 16, the Lord says two phrases.
如果我们相信这两句话，就走得完。
If we believe in these two phrases that the Lord said, then we are able to walk this faith.
先看民数记的十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 11.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
神对摩西说：“神的膀臂岂是缩短吗？现在要看我的话向你应验不应验。”
Verse 23. The Lord answered Moses, "Is the Lord's arm too short? You will now see whether or not what I say will come true for you."
这神用问号来问摩西。
So the Lord posed a question to Moses.
说神的膀臂岂是缩短了吗？
The Lord asked Moses, "Is the Lord's arm too short?"
这是第一句话。
This is the first sentence that the Lord said.
那第二句话。
The second.
十四章的二十四节。
Is in chapter 14, verse 24.
唯有我的仆人加勒，因为他另有一个心志，专心跟从我，我就把他领进所过去的那地。他的后裔也必得那地为业。
But because my servant Caleb has a different spirit and follows me wholeheartedly, I will bring him into the land he went to, and his descendants will inherit it.
好，第一个要相信神的膀臂非常有力量。
So first, we must believe that the Lord's hand is very powerful.
没有一件事情他做不来。
There is not one thing that is impossible for the Lord.
第二个
，the second，
就专心来跟从这一位神。
We must wholeheartedly follow this God。
这样天国路就走得完了。
This way we could complete the road to heaven。
说起来也不是很奥秘。
When you put it this way, it is not very it's not very difficult. Very
但是，一般人第一个信不到。
But for most people, they're unable to have this faith.
特别遇到很大困难的时候，信不下去。
Especially when they encounter trials or troubles, they are unable to believe.
那第二个就是跟主耶稣啊，跟不下去。
And the second one is that they are unable to follow the Lord wholeheartedly.
那如果这个两个加起来就走得完。
But if we can do these two tasks, then we are able to follow God to the end.
好，那我们现在想，神为什么会对摩西讲第一句话？神的膀臂其实缩短了吗？
So why would God pose this question to Moses that his arm is too short?
那如果我们回到十一章
，If we look back at Numbers chapter 11,
就发现以色列百姓在发怨言。
We will see that the Israelites complained before the Lord.
第四节
，Verse 4.
他们为什么发怨言
？Why did they complain?
他们中间的闲杂人大起贪欲。的心，以色列人又哀哭说：“谁给我们肉吃呢？”第五节
，Verse five，
我们记得在埃及的时候不花钱，就吃鱼，又有黄瓜、西瓜、翡翠、葱蒜，第六节
，Verse six，
现在我们的心血枯竭了，除了这个玛拿以外，我眼前并没有别的东西。第七节
，Verse seven，
这玛拿仿佛圆锥子，又好像珍珠。百姓行走，把玛拿收起来，用磨推或者用臼捣煮在锅中，做成饼，滋味好像新油。这个地方在讲就是他们想要吃鱼、吃肉、吃好吃的东西。
So here it states that the Israelites were discontent with manna. They want to eat even better things, such as fish or vegetables.
那第四节说是闲杂人大起贪欲的心。
But in verse 4, it states who exactly started to crave other foods and who started complaining.
因为这个整群的以色列百姓有的是真的要进迦南，那有的是跟着出来的。
So in the entire group of Israelites, there's one portion who really want to enter the land of Canaan, but the other group is just they simply follow them out of Egypt.
那这个跟着出来的就是叫做闲杂人。
So the ones who follow them out, this is the rabble.
所以这个教会如果我们大家都真的在信耶稣，大家都要信耶稣，大家都想进天国，这个教会很好带领。
So if the entire church has the heart to believe in Jesus Christ and they want to enter heaven, then this church is very easy to lead.
因为目标一致。
Because everyone's goal is the same.
但是如果有的人他也不是真的要信进天国。
But if some people they do not really want to enter heaven.
家人信就跟着信，或者说没地方走，在教会来这边，反正有同伴。
And they simply believe because their family members believe, or they come to church to socialize.
那这个常常会变成闲杂人。
This will become the rabble.
那闲杂人常常是问题的开始。
And this is often how problems arise within church.
因为这些闲杂人开始发怨言，要吃要吃好吃的，所以以色列百姓就好像笑这样发笑，大家都开始发怨言。
So just like in this instance, the small group of people started to complain, and then the entire group started saying, "Then, well, we want better things to eat."
那摩西听了，他就跟神说了，从第十节。
So after Moses heard this, this is what he said to the Lord.
我说这个责任太重了。
He said that this is too much responsibility. It's too much trouble for him.
十二节我好像养育父亲抱着吃奶的孩子要，直抱到应许的迦南地区
In verse 12, he asked the Lord that I didn't give birth to these people, so why do I have to carry them all into the land of Canaan?
所以从摩西看来，这群百姓好像小孩子。
So in the eyes of Moses, this group of Israelites were just like children to him.
小孩子就是没有办法讲理
They do not understand reason.
他只看到现在，你跟他讲说我们将来要到迦南地区听不懂什么叫迦南地，他也没有那个经验。
And they are very short-sighted. They do not understand what it means to enter the promised land. They don't have that experience.
那这些人一直埋怨的摩西受不了。
So these people, they just continued to complain, and Moses could not take it.
那十三十二节哈，那他就说，我哪里有百姓给这个，有哪里给肉给这个百姓吃呢？
And so he asked, where can I find meat for all these people?
哦，所以因为这件事情啊，摩西觉得很痛苦啊，你把我杀掉算了，这个在旷野哪里去拿这些酒肉菜来吃呢？
And so because of this problem, Moses asked God to kill him instead, because where would he find these things for his people to eat in the wilderness?
然后神对摩西怎么讲？
But what did God say to Moses?
我们看十九节。
Let's look at verse 19.
你们不止吃一天、两天、五天、二十天、二十节。
Verse 20.
要吃一个月，甚至肉从你的鼻孔喷出来。你们厌恶了，因为你们厌弃从你们中间神，在地上哭嚎说：“我为何出埃及呢？”神说啊，我要给他肉吃哦，他不但吃一天、五天、十天、二十天呢，要吃一个月，我都可以给他们肉吃。
So the Lord said that I cannot only give you meat for one day, not two days, but I can give it to you for a whole month.
但是神这样讲啊，摩西信不下去。
But even though God said this, Moses wasn't unable to believe.
所以二十七节，摩西说，单单男人有六十万你还说要把肉给他们吃一个月。
So Moses said, among the Israelites, just men alone, there are 600,000. How can you feed everyone?
这个特别讲哦，男人六十万，男人特别会吃的，六十万，吃一个月多少肉
？So Moses mentioned the men just to emphasize just how many they have in number, and men they would eat more meat than the others.
所以在摩西来讲啊，他也想不出来，神这样讲到底要怎么实现
？So Moses he could not comprehend how the Lord can make this happen.
摩西忘记了。
So the Moses he forgot.
每天有玛拿就是神迹啊。
That every day the fact that they have manna is actually a miracle.
那如果神要给他们一个月的肉来吃，有什么困难
？And if the Lord wanted to give them meat for one whole month, is this really a problem for the Lord?
所以二十三节哈，神对摩西说：“神的膀臂岂有缩短的呢？”
So that is why the Lord asked Moses in verse 23, "Is the Lord's arm too short?"
缩短就是说达不到你这里，神的能力达不到你这里。
And his meaning is, "Am I unable to solve this problem?"
那你现在看啊，我话向你应验不应验
？So the Lord said, "You will see whether or not what I say will come true for you."
从三十一节开始啊，这个就一阵风啊，就把这个烟尘呢、全部都刮着来。
So in verse 31, we see that a wind went out from the Lord and drove quail in from the sea.
所以烟尘从哪里来？不知道，反正一风一吹就吹到他们面前，他们就开始有肉可以吃。
So we do not know specifically where it came from, but we do know that a wind came and there was quail.
那这种神的能力哦，在每一个情况都表现出来。
So in every situation, the Lord's ability was shown.
所以这个。旷野路如果把神的能力拿掉，连红海都过不去。
So if we were to take out the Lord's power and His ability, even crossing the Red Sea would be impossible.
因此，这四十年都是神的作为。
So in these 40 years, these are all the works of God.
像我们信耶稣也是一样啊。
So just like how we believe in Jesus.
如果没有神的能力，你单单洗礼都不可能。
Without the ability of God.Baptism would not even be possible.
所以有时候我们看一些慕道者，听道理好像已经听得很懂了，哎，这样好像快要信了，哎，过了一阵子没有来，哎，信仰又信心又没有了。
So with like some true seekers today, when we preach them, it seems as if they can understand the gospel, but after a period of time, they would stop seeking the truth.
因为在灵界里面有一个魔鬼把他拉回去。
Because in this world, there's a Satan that prevents them or they keeps them from believing.
所以如果没有神的能力啊，连洗礼都不可能。
So without the power of God, even baptism is impossible.
所以第一个我们在走天国路一定要相信神的膀臂能够达到我们生活的每一个层面，他能够做任何一件事情。
So in our walk of faith, we must believe that God's hand is not too short, that He could reach into every aspect of our lives.
那我们要想一个问题。
So we must think about this question.
神如果可以做。 哦，把给他们酒肉各种样的菜给他们吃，为什么神不给他们吃，只单单吃吗呢？
If God has the ability to provide them with fish or meat or vegetables, why did he only give them manna?
哦，我们现在看诗篇106篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 106.
诗篇106篇。
Psalms 106.
14节。
Verse 14.
反倒在106篇14节，反倒在旷野大起异心，在荒地试探神。15节。
Verse 15.
他将他们所求的事给他们，却使他们心灵软弱。
Verse 14. In the desert they gave in to their craving, in the wasteland they put God to the test. 15. So he gave them what they asked for, but sent a wasting disease upon them.
哦，你那个是 NIV 啊。哦，你如果读那个 New King James 哈，哦，他讲 leanness of their soul， 哦，就是说跟中文翻的相当一样哈，就是神把他们求的给他们肉给他们吃，但是使他们的这个灵魂呢变成很瘦啊，就跟这个一样，心灵软弱。
In the New King James Version, it's the translation is much closer to the Chinese translation, which means that God gave them what they asked for, but the expense was their soul.
所以这里就可以看得出来哈，人如果太注重欲望，哦，在属灵上啊，心灵会软弱。
So here we can see that if men they focus or emphasize too much upon their cravings, it takes a toll on their spirituality.
那旷野这是一条很难走一条路，所以他们要专心跟从神。
And this journey that they took in the wilderness is not easy, so they must concentrate fully on following God.
所以他们生活需要的神都给他们，天天有manna，没有一天有缺乏。
So everything that they needed in their daily lives, they did not lack, for God gave them manna.
但是会让他们心灵软弱的，神就没有给他们。
But what would cause leanness in their souls, God did not give to them.
但是这一群人真的是像小孩，他没有办法了解神的心。
But the group of Israelites, they were just like children, and they could not understand the heart of God.
他只觉得自己的欲望没有办法满足，所以他们就开始发怨言。
All they can focus on is that their desires were unfulfilled, so they complained.
因此今天呢，我们能够饮食饱足、满心喜乐，这是神的恩典。
So if today we can feel contentment and happiness, this is a blessing of God.
但是要非常小心。
But we must be very careful.
如果我们的心都放在那里，我们的灵性会软弱。
If our heart is focused on worldly pursuits, then our spirituality will take a toll.
我们看路加福音二十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 21.
路加福音二十一章三十四节。
Luke chapter 21, verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因为贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如网罗，忽然临到你们。
34. Be careful, your hearts will be weighed down with dissipation, drunkenness, and the anxieties of life, and that day will close on you unexpectedly like a trap.
英文叫做你的心会被 weighed down， 会被拉下来。
In another English translation says that your heart will be weighed down.
这个就本来我们的心是要向往神，心要跟神同在，神在天国。
But our hearts, they should abide with God. It should be with God in heaven.
那贪食醉酒，今生的思虑就把我们的心拉下来。
But drunkenness and the things that we covet in life, this is what brings our heart down.
那个醉酒，当然有时候我们没有在用这个酒哈，娱乐就是酒，另外一种的酒。
So sometimes we will drink for social reasons, and this is another issue.
所以现在在这个很丰富的物质生活里面人跟神最大的障碍还是在地面上的东西。
So in this world of abundance that we live in, the biggest obstacle is the things of the world.
就是把我们的心拉下来，神在上面，我们的心没有办法往上仰望神。
And it is the matters of the world that weigh our hearts down that keep our hearts from rising up to God.
这是第一个，神能够做，但是神没有做，因为神有原因。
So this is the first thing, that God has the ability to do it, but he did not do it for his own reasons.
但是他们一直求，神就给他。
But they kept asking for it, so God gave them what they asked for.
但是给他的同时，好多人软弱，就死在那里。
But along with what they asked for, many people died because of the disease that came with it.
所以有时候我们常常觉得，我们一直努力，为什么神好像我们的生活水准都一样，可能神认为我们这个情况最适合我们守道理。
So sometimes we will try very hard in our career, and what we would ask ourselves, why do things, it doesn't seem like anything is improving, our standard of living is still the same. But maybe this is what God's trying to tell us, that this is good enough, otherwise we won't be able to maintain our faith.
好，那我们现在再看第二件事情。
And now let's look at the second instance.
民数记的十二章。
Numbers chapter 12.
这个民数记的十二章啊，在讲摩西的姐姐米利安在毁谤摩西。
So in Numbers chapter 12, it talks about Moses' sister Miriam and how she talked against Moses.
就是十二章第一节哈，还有亚伦，就因为摩西的婚姻毁谤他。
So this is in verse 1 where Miriam and Aaron they talked against Moses because of his marriage.
那这个毁谤的结果呢？是什么？
And what was the result of this?
我们看第十节。
Let's look at verse 10.
云彩从会幕上挪开，不料米利安长了大麻风，有血那样白。亚伦一看米利安长了大麻风，十一节。
Verse 11.
就对摩西说：“我主啊，求你不要将我们的愚昧犯罪，便将这个罪加在我们身上。”等到米利安患了大麻风，亚伦才知道，这样是不对的。
It was not until Miriam she became leprous that Aaron realized his fault.
所以我们在看这个旷野路第二个困难就是人跟人的关系。
So we can see that in this journey in wilderness, the second problem was interactions between the people.
特别是神所用的人。
Especially the people that were chosen by God.
那个这样的人要向神负责。
So these people, they must answer to God.
但是摩西、米利安跟亚伦议论了摩西长大麻风。
But Miriam and Aaron, they questioned and doubted Moses, and the result was she had leprosy.
好，那十五节。
Verse 15.
于是米利安关锁在营外七天，百姓没有行路，直到把米利安领进来。
So Miriam was confined outside the camp for 7 days, and the people did not move on till she was brought back.
所以七天呢，以色列百姓一步都没有走。
So for 7 days, the Israelites did not take a single step.
所以我们在教会如果这个人际关系人的关系不能弄妥没有办法同心，有时候教会就停在那里。
So likewise in our church, if our interpersonal relationships come to a standstill, the church also comes to a standstill. They cannot move forward.
但是后来这个米利安的麻风好了，他们又开始往前迈进了。
But Miriam was later cured, and they were able to move forward.
但是我们如果看到十六章。
But if we look at chapter 16.
到了十六章又发生人际关系的问题。
Another problem arose among the people.
十六章的第一章第一节。
Chapter 16, verse 1.
利未的曾孙以斯哈的儿子可拉和流便的子孙大丹亚比兰与比勒的儿子安，并以色列会的二十五个首领，就有名望。选入会中人，在摩西一同起，在摩西前一同起来。第三节
，verse three，
聚集攻击亚伦，摩西说：“你谈至专权，全会众既然是圣洁的，神也在他们中间，你为什么这样至高超过神的会众呢？”这个第二次的人跟人的关系
有问题。So this is the second instance of problems that arose among the people.
那我们发现是谁
？But who was it？
这个第二节有一个特别的介绍。
In verse 2, it mentions a certain type of person.
以色列中250个首领有名望选入会中的人。
It specifically says that there are 250 Israelite men who are well-known community leaders who had appointed by members of the council.
所以这个人之间的自尊，有时候人的自尊会让人跟人之间很难顺服。
So it is because of one's self-respect that they're unable to submit or be submissive to another.
那因为这件事情后来，如果他看后面，结果地打开来，全部都把他们吞灭。
And if we go on to read chapter 16, it says that the earth opened up and swallowed these people.
所以三十节
Verse
30. 倘若神创作一件新事，使地开口把他们属都吞下去，叫他们活活落在阴间，你就明白这是藐视神了。
But if the Lord brings about something totally new, and the earth opens its mouth and swallows them with everything that belongs to them, and they go down alive into the grave, then you will know that these men have treated the Lord with contempt.
所以有时候我们看到有的人为什么天国路走不下去啊？这其中有一部分就是啊，人跟人之间的之间有一些问题。
So we can see that some people cannot complete their journey of faith is because of interpersonal relationships that they have with others.
那其实我们在教会里面也要相信神在教会中掌权。
So within our church, we must also understand that everything is in the hands of God.
我们祷告有圣灵，就是神与我们同在。
When we pray and we have the Holy Spirit, that means the Lord abides with us.
那做得到做不到，我们就祷告交托给神就可以。
Whether or not we can accomplish it, it is up to God, so we must entrust it to Him.
因为神在教会里面。
Because God is within this church.
神的宝臂难道缩短吗？
Is the Lord's arm too short?
只要我们同心祷告，每一件事情神都会带领。
As long as we are united in prayer, God will guide everything.
但是没有明白神的旨意，如果做过跨过了界限，这个对自己也是不好的。
But if we do not understand the will of God and overstep our boundaries, then this is not good as well.
那有时候我们人心里的最深处的动机是因为自尊受损。
And sometimes the motivation for sin is because our dignity has been hurt.
所以我们要做一些事情。这是第二个在为什么他们在这个旷野路走不下去。
So this is the second reason why the Israelites cannot complete their journey in the wilderness.
我们现在看诗篇一百零六篇。
Let's turn to Psalms 106.
诗篇一百零六篇。
Psalms 106.
第十六节。
Verse 16.
他们又在营中嫉妒摩西和神的圣者亚伦。十七节。
Verse 17.
地裂开，吞下了大丹，掩盖了亚比兰一党的人。有火在他们党中发起，有火焰毁了恶人。
Verse 18.
这个就是在记载第二个，为什么天国路没有办法走完。
So these three verses in Psalms 106 describe the second reason why the Israelites could not complete their journey.
好，那我们现在再回来看第三个原因。
So let's turn back to numbers and look at the third instance.
我们回来看民数记。
Let's turn back to numbers.
民数记的十三章。
Numbers chapter 13.
民数记的十三章在记载他们派遣探子去窥探迦南。
So chapters 13 is describing how they sent scouts into the land of Canaan.
那窥探迦南的目的就是要预备得到迦南。
So the reason Moses sent them to explore Canaan is to inherit it, to be prepared to inherit it.
那窥探迦南回来以后就来报告。
So after they explored Canaan, they came back to give Moses a report.
那我们看二十七节。
So let's look at chapter 13, verse 27.
从二十六节。
From 26.
到了巴兰旷野的加底斯，见摩西、亚伦，并以色列的全会众，回报摩西、亚伦，并全会众，又把那地的果实给他们看。二十七节。
Verse 27.
又告诉摩西说：“我们到了。”你所打发我们去的那地， 果然是牛奶与蜜之地，这就是那地的果子。二十八节。
Verse 28.
然而住在那里的民强壮，啊，诚意也坚固，并且我们看见亚纳族的人，啊，二十八节。亚玛利人住在南地，赫人、耶布斯、亚摩士人住在山地，迦南人在海边，并约旦河边。我们发现这个探子啊，其中有十个回来报消息。
So we can see that there are 10 people who came back to give the report.
啊，前面一部分呢，他是报好消息。
So in the first portion of the report, they gave good news.
说那地果然是牛奶与蜜之地。
And they said, indeed, this is the land of milk and honey.
啊，但是二十八节啊，报的就不是好消息。
But starting from verse 28, they start to give the bad news.
啊，那个地名的强壮，城也坚固。
That the people who live there are very powerful and their cities are fortified and large.
在其他的圣经有讲，我们没有办法得胜啊。
So in other versions of the Bible, it says that we are unable to be victorious.
所以以色列百姓啊，听到这个话，大家心里消化，就开始发怨言。
So when the Israelites heard this news, they started to complain again.
我们回来看哈。
Let's look back to Numbers.
33节。
Verse 33.
我们在那里看见亚纳族就是伟人，他们是伟人的后裔，据我看自己就如蚱蜢一样，啊，据他们看也是如此。
So we saw the Nephilim there, the descendants of Anak came from them, and we seem like grasshoppers in our own eyes, and we look the same to them.
那事实上啊，我们看后来他们进到迦南地以后。
So we can see later when the Israelites actually entered into the land of Canaan.
最坚固的耶利哥城，用最简单的方法把它攻破。
The most fortified city of Jericho, they used a very simple method to bring it down.
就是抬约柜，一天绕一圈，六天绕六圈，第七圈绕七圈，大叫一声就倒了。
That they circled the city of Jericho with the Ark of Covenant, one time a day, and then later seven times a day, and the city fell.
所以他们看到困难，也没有想到。神的膀臂岂是缩短呢？
So when they saw these obstacles in front of them, they did not think about the Lord's hand.
但是新的一代学会了仰望神。
But the generation that came after them had learned to look to God.
学会了跟从神。
And they had learned to follow God.
他们跨过约旦河，真的就得到迦南地。
So they crossed the river Jordan and they inherited the land of Canaan.
但是这十个探子，他是看到困难。没有看到神的能力。
But these scouts, they had only seen the troubles and obstacles that stood in their way. They did not see the power of God.
不愿意跟从神。
So they were unwilling to follow God.
所以虽然去探过迦南地，但是却不能够进到迦南地。
So although they entered the land of Canaan to explore and scout it, they were unable to inherit it and live there.
那在我们刚读的十四章的二十四节。
So if we look at chapter 14, verse 24,
加勒跟约书亚，他就是相信神能够帮他们打胜仗。
Joshua and Caleb, they believed that God could fight for them.
而且专心跟从神。
And they followed God wholeheartedly.
所以他们就进去了。
So they were able to enter the land of Canaan.
所以有时候我们在教会里面看到很多好像事情很难做。
So sometimes within the church, we can see there are some things that seem impossible.
其实神的膀臂并没有缩短。
But God's arm has not been shortened.
如果我们有信心来靠神。
And if we have the faith to rely on God.
认真祷告，云柱火柱带领我们。
To pray and have pray that God guide us.
到最后我们发现我们过去所预料的困难全部都没有了。
We will come to realize that the troubles we thought might arise never came.
所以。我们的信仰生活就是天天在操练当中，这样来栽培我们的信心。
So our spirituality is like being tested every day.
那有一天呢，我们发现前面不晓得发生什么事情，但是我们不怕因为我们知道神的膀臂没有缩短。
Until one day, we will come to realize, although we do not know what lies ahead of us, we are not afraid because we believe that God's arm is not too short.
有时候我们看到一些教会在找会堂。
Sometimes we'll see that churches there are looking for chapels.
有一些信徒就觉得说会堂很难找。
Some members they would think that it is hard to find a structure.
所以为着找会堂这个信徒之间呢、啊，就很多的问题。
So many problems arise when it comes to finding a place of worship.
那个就是在走旷野路，一直在磨练。
So this is just like the journey in the wilderness where God is continuing to shape us.
那磨练到有一天呢、啊，真的相信说，如果神要我们找到，这个很简单的事情。
And we will come to realize that if God wants us to find a place to worship, it is actually very easy.
那大家同心一致祷告，哎，一下就找到了。
If everyone becomes united in prayer, they can find one immediately.
在神岂有难成的事吗？
In God, is there anything that is impossible?
所以最困难是对神的信心。
So actually, what is most difficult is to have faith in God.
还有专心跟从神。
And to follow Him wholeheartedly.
如果这两句话有了
，If we have these two.
我们就能够把旷野路走完。
Then we can finish the journey in the wilderness.
啊，我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
473。
Hymn 473.